Welcome back in the Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Got Greg Larnard hanging with us, who's going to have a show from noon to 2 starting on Monday. But right now it is our weekly visit with Lamont Paris, the fourth-year head coach of the UTC Mocs. Lamont, how are you today?
Hey, doing great. Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Got to ask, what's the COVID update? Everything good? Are y'all getting on the bus to Cullowhee tonight?
Yeah, status is good for us. I haven't gotten confirmation on their part yet. I'll try to do that in the next hour. But, yeah, we'll be heading out here in about 45 minutes to Cullowhee.
All right, what has this last week been like for you as far as – just practice? How many have you had? Will you take a full bus to Cullowhee?
Well, full bus is a relative term.
Gotcha.
These days, but no, it won't be a full bus for us. Our positive case, they have a return to play protocol. So, you're not just able just to play immediately when your quarantine is done. So, or isolation, I guess it's called when you're a positive case. But anyway, so yeah, so we'll be down a couple, but we'll have enough, and so that's what counts. And we'll have probably eight. I think.
Okay.
That can play.
And those are eight scholarship players, right?
No.
Okay,
no,
not quite all eight.
Not eight scholarship
okay.
players.
Okay. And I'm bringing that up because I know you love following basketball coast to coast like I do. The game has been postponed, tonight's game between Florida State and Boston College. But as of yesterday or even last night, Jim Christian, Boston College's coach, was prepared to play FSU, the best team in the ACC, with four scholarship players and then rounding out his roster with the scout team.
I mean,
that's just nuts to me because you would never hear Roy Williams or Coach K going along with something like that if that was their roster.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But, yeah, it doesn't seem likely, but you know, I don't think we've been down to four scholarship players, but, you know, I think we've had five. I think we've had five, six for sure. I know we've had six, but it is, you know, it just is what it is. Our mission was to play every game that we could possibly play and to not say no when – technically, you could play no. You could say no, or you could play if you wanted to. We played when we could play, when we knew we had enough guys to be able to play. And you know, and some of our performances in conference were affected severely by that. There's no doubt. And you know, but it is what it is. It is what it is. I there were plenty of things that we could have done and still won some of those games. But there's no question. You look up in the Citadel game. And right at the end there, it's a really close game, and I got Alex Tostada and Jaden Frazier are in the game, and it's just not your normal. Those guys aren't in the rotation consistently, but you know, that's what you have, and that's who's got to play, and so that's why we talk to those guys about everybody. You better look at yourself as a viable option if you're sitting, just hanging, enjoying the ride. You're cheating your team because you're going to probably have to play. Everyone that's available is probably going to have to play at one point or another. So,
if you ever got down to just four, would you tell Gene Henley, you know, my team's on the floor? Would you give him that quote out of honor of Norman Dale and Hoosiers?
That's a good one. You guys, you're secretly movie buffs over there. Secretly.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's no question about that.
Yeah, but that was that. That's a good one. My team's on the floor.
Hey, speaking of, have you you're Morgan Freeman? We all know is legendary. You've had a week off. Have you had a chance to like work on another one?
No, I know what I did watch Shawshank was on the other day. It was actually the day before yesterday, I think. And I was thinking to myself that I should get a really good line out of this. And I couldn't think of a good one. I didn't have one. The one that comes to my mind at all was the one where he says, two things never happened after that day. The sisters never met, never touched Andy Dufresne, and Boggs never walked again.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's so good.
And, of course, that's one that you really can't explain to the kids.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that one. You can't do that one. You're either in the know or not, right, on that one.
No, that one's fantastic. Fantastic. All right, since we've talked, and, of course, you're listening to Lamont Paris, head coach of the UTC Mocs here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. News that this month, 1,000 fans, up to 1,000 fans, will be allowed in McKenzie. I know that's got to be exciting to you and especially to your players.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, you know, try to get back to, for them, you know, another level of normalcy by having some people in there and, you know, a little more excitement, having somebody cheer for you when you do something positive. And so, yeah, I think it'll be a good thing, and we're looking forward to it. I know there are a lot of people that have reached out to me, some of our good fans, and have touched base with me all throughout the season, and they've been excited to get a chance to come and watch their team play. So, be a lot of anticipation. A lot of people have been waiting for a long time to be able to do this, so it'll be good. It'll be exciting for the people to be able to come in and cheer, and good for them, and good for us, and good for our guys.
Well, and I mean, it's no secret that McKenzie is not the best designed facility of all time. I know, like, they're 3,900 seats from the top row of the gold circle down, and like 7,200-7,300 in the upper deck. If social distancing, have y'all talked about or do you know enough about the charts or what it could look like? Could all 1,000 fans be down low, or would some of them have to be put in the upper deck?
I don't think so. I don't know to answer your question. I don't know enough, probably. I know just enough to be dangerous. There's a lot that applies to a lot of things in my life. But I don't believe that everyone, all 1,000, are going to be able to be seated down low. I think it's going to have to spread into some other areas just from a distancing standpoint. I think one component of it depends on how many people are in groups. You know, I think if you have a lot of smaller groups, one or two people, I think you have less likelihood that you're going to be able to do that. But if you got, you know, 5-6 people in a group, I think you can get more groups down there. If that makes any sense. So
no, it does. Now, if you get that much anticipated long-awaited technical, it's going to be, you're going to have to really yell for the people in the upper deck to hear it.
Well, I don't know. They'd probably be able to hear me. My yelling is gone to. Now, I did get a tee. I did get a tee this year. I haven't gotten one at McKenzie.
Right, you got it on the road. I couldn't believe it.
I did. I got a road tech. So, and it turned out. It boded well for us.
I know. Y'all went on a run afterwards.
Maybe that's what we're waiting on. If the ship starts to get a little rocky, at all, that might be my ace in the hole. As I pull out the technical file.
All right. I guess you've played so many games and it's only been a week. Is there any rust concern, or do you think you guys will be fine?
I don't know. I don't think it's long enough to call it rust. I mean, you know, a lot of leagues give you a week after your season concludes to your conference tournament, you know, intentionally. A lot of times there's a week built in to something. So, you know, at that, with a week off, I don't know that would be rust, you know, other than you've had a couple guys that haven't been able to practice with the team the entire time, you know, and so maybe there's a little bit when that group is still developing, you know, this group that we would have had with, if everybody was back, would be hopefully the final group that we have. Now, that group needs to get some more reps with each other. And so we've had a couple guys that have not been able to practice with the rest of the team during during his time off. So, you know, I full disclosure, we didn't have a phenomenal practice today, but, you know, that's a week of practices and no games also. Maybe they're just chomping at the bit to get to a game. We'll see tomorrow. But I don't think it would be rust. I you know, maybe on some timing issues of some things, but I don't anticipate that that would be, you know, tough to overcome that just with a week of being out.
How much of the Big 12 SEC Challenge did you catch?
Not much, to be honest with you. Not near as much as I wanted to, which is weird because we had a week with no games. And then I ended up having, I feel like I had less free time during that week than I have all season. I don't know how, it's funny how that works.
It's the whole deal of like coming into money and then all of a sudden you get all these bills that you got to pay. You never get ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I did that. I'll tell you, this is funny. Not that you care that much about this, but and on my personally, that is one, I have to make that happen. The first of the month always comes up on me, and my bills are due. My credit cards are due on the first of the month. I can't tell you how many times it's like I got to force the issue to get some things paid.
All right, last question for you, Lamont. You've been awesome as always. I need help because I enjoy college basketball, but I think we're heading to this Gonzaga-Baylor showdown, and I have no idea who to root for because I'm totally indifferent to both programs.
I don't know. That's a tough one for me to advise you on. I would say, for reasons I won't disclose, I'll probably lean towards Gonzaga.
Okay, I thought you might go there.
Just a school that started as a mid-major. You can't really call them that anymore, but I don't know. I don't think it'll come down to that. I'll be shocked if that's the final matchup.
Really? Okay.
Baylor, Gonzaga in a championship game will shock me. It will shock me.
Okay. Well, good. I'd like something different too. It's just because, like I said, I'm just indifferent to them. I need somebody to pull for. Well, listen, Lamont, safe travels to Cullowhee. Come back with a W. We always enjoy talking to you here on Press Row. Hope all goes well on the COVID front with your kids, and glad y'all can be back in action because I know that's what they want most.
Appreciate you. Hey, I'll tell you this. Root for the Texas Longhorn. There's a good one to root for.
Okay. Well, Shaka's having a nice year.
I worked with Shaka. I played against Shaka in college. They've had a really good year. They've had some multiple good years, but, you know, it seems like somebody's always trying to talk about putting the heat on or the pressure on over there. So root for that guy.
All right.
He's coming off of COVID. Root for that guy.
All right, Lamont, thank you much. Safe travels.
Okay, see you guys.
All right, Lamont Paris, UTC men's basketball coach, always fun, always nails that Morgan Freeman impression. 648-1051 is your number. We'll revisit the poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.